Hey everybody, before we start today's episode, I have a very special guest who has an announcement. May you state your name, sir?
No. Enchantmentcast.com/audible. Go to it. 30 days, one book. I don't want to be here. Goodbye.
Okay, can you just be clear on who you are?
I'm a Templar from Kirkwall. I choose to remain anonymous.
Okay.
And I was told that I would be advertising for something good. And instead, I was given a demonic box that says voices. But now I'm contractually obligated to say enchantmentcast.com/audible, 30 days free and one book. And I don't have to do anything else. Goodbye. Hello and welcome to Enchantment, a Dragon Age Let's Play podcast. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Manny.
And this is episode 13 of Here We Go Again.
And we're at it again.
And we're at it yet again with episode 13 of Enchantment, Here We Go Again.
Yes. So Brandon, what happened last week?
Wait, you know what we haven't done in a while?
What?
We haven't made our number.
Oh my god.
Into something.
I mean, we haven't done that this entire
13.
Season. 13.
Oh! Going on 30? Is that anything?
That's a movie.
Yeah, I know.
That's a movie.
And, well, at this rate, I don't know how many episodes are going to be in this season.
I really hope it's 30.
We're all the way up at 30. I mean, last one was 30, and I feel like it would make a nice, neat package if this was 30. But, Jesus, we haven't even gotten to this expedition. And every single episode is just like a single main quest. And there's like a million main quests in this game.
So we'll be 13 going on 60.
You know, something about this game, speaking of the fact that there are a million main quests, I feel like there's just so much less cohesion.
Yes.
Like, everything we've seen thus far is just a bunch of exposition that just sets the stage for a million other things.
Well, you know, then when those million other things happen, it's gonna be worthwhile.
Yeah, but I feel like there's so much where it's like, oh my god, we know this person from a mission that we did. And it's like, which one? There's just so many to choose from.
You know, Brandon, this is what happens when you live in a small town. Everyone knows each other, and you see them multiple times.
Yeah,
it's like going to work every day.
The blood mage apostate down the street. Just everyone knows each other.
It's like, oh, hi, Rufus. Hello.
The demon-infested Templars.
It's just a normal day in Kirkwall. I feel like Dragon Age 2 would be a sitcom.
Yeah, because there's just so much going on, and you could just hop in on any episode.
Yes,
and you don't need any context. It's just
and it's funny. It's everything silly.
And everything's just so silly with your witty protagonist.
Yeah, we're like the first one is a fantasy epic. The second one's a sitcom. Third one TBD.
Yeah,
I think it's a romance. It's a rom com.
It's a rom com. The entire thing.
Yes.
Yes. So. Last time, or whatever previous times, we recruited Fenris. At least that was last time, I'm pretty sure. Can you think of anything else that of note?
No.
I feel like there was something else.
There was just Fenris and probably something that's important that I forgot about.
Oh!
What?
The magistrate's son?
Oh!
Who was schizophrenic.
Yes.
We
went to that Temple of Doom. We saved him. He's going to the circle, right?
He's going to something. No, he's not going to circle because he's not a mage.
Oh, he's going somewhere.
I think they're just arresting
him. He's going to the asylum where he belongs.
Yeah, and the magistrate's like, I will have my son. Wow, it's like a soap opera.
Well, no, didn't he like, what? Like when we talked about him about his son, he's like, I don't know what you talk about.
But yeah, but then he owned up to it because then we're like, oh, is there another magistrate with a schizophrenic son? And he's like, yeah, shut your fuck up.
Just your fucking mouth.
So all that happened. We recruited Fenris. We found out he does not like mages.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically just called out our sister.
Yes. But he's our friend now. He's like, I fucking hate your sister. I hope she dies. But we could be friends. Oh, you're such a wit, Fenris.
He's like, I'll keep my eye on him. Well, he has nowhere else to go, Manny. He's a runaway slave.
I mean, I guess, but...
He's not a bad person. He was enslaved by mages.
But doesn't mean, like, all mages aren't the same, Brandon.
It's true. No, I mean, I agree. I just see what...
Where he's coming from?
What's causing his prejudice.
But I think he has to be open up.
It's not as bad as people like Cullen.
Oh, Cullen's an
like,
asshole.
Mages can't be treated like people. I mean, Fenris also did say that all mages are, like, time bombs or something like that.
Yes, but at least he could treat one like a person.
He's just a person that he hates and wants to die.
Yes.
But at least
he's a person. The other one's like, they're monsters. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Not much mage love going on.
No.
So yeah, the last thing we did was all of that, and we're just starting again at Fenris's home.
You know, now that Fenris lives here, he should really clean up. Just like, all right, you got the place. Now, like, are you going to do something with it?
Wait, what did we do last time?
We got Fenris.
Oh!
That was the very last thing we did. We also saved the Viscount's son. We found the magistrate's son, who was, like, saying he was being told by demons to kill people.
Oh.
Maybe he's just schizophrenic. We saw the demon lady, who was like, put a knife to your throat.
Oh, and then What's-Her-Face got pissed off because she didn't get to have sex with her.
Yeah, Isabella. And now we just have to prepare for the expedition. So, and like, do the last things. So I figured I'll do that, and then you can pick up at the expedition. So
alright.
Journal. What is an act of mercy? I've never heard
of it. Go to the location marked on the Free Marches world map to answer the letters anonymous and plea for help. It's all just right. A woman who has a splinter.
Please!
No! I'm just imagining just a woman in the middle of a field.
So we go to the Free Marches world map, and we have to visit an act of mercy, which is the last main quest that we have to do before this expedition. And basically, it's literally just like, you go to the world map, there's just like a plot, just like a random nondescript location. And apparently this is from a letter that we got.
Yeah, I think so.
At some point. I think there was a point where we just like accepted every letter.
Every letter that we got. That'd be terrible. Imagine we got like, hi, I'm a Nigerian prince, please send $1,000. Oh, okay.
Like, all right, let's just go through our letters.
Let's just go through our letters. Oh my God. Imagine there was a lady with a splinter. How long would it have taken? She's probably dead on the ground.
She's fainted.
Like blood flowing out of her splintered finger.
So we go to the Free Marches map, and what we do see is a Templar, Sir Thrask, who was the one searching for Fainreal way back when.
Oh, Thrask!
Haven't we met him? Isn't he a Templar?
Mistress Hawk.
It's him. That Templar from Ariane. I knew this was a bad idea.
Ariane tells me you sought a better path than the Circle for her son, Fainreal.
Oh, yeah.
I thought perhaps you would be willing to show mages a kindness once more.
Can't you be kind?
What? You can't be nice yourself?
Oh.
You are no Templar. There are a number of apostates hiding in those caverns. Convince them to surrender peacefully before
the
Templars arrive.
How'd they get here?
Who are these apostates? Where did they come from?
These are the mages of the former Circle at Starkhaven. It burned to the ground, and their Templar sent for us to relocate the survivors. Unfortunately, they escaped on the journey.
Okay.
With their phylacteries burned, it has been nearly impossible to track.
I'm still thinking of the woman with the splinter. Just coming in the middle of this cover. Get away!
What will the Templars do?
Do the other Templars intend to do worse than recapture the mages?
Sir Carras is a knight lieutenant of the Templars, a great crony of Meredith.
What?
Should he find apostates hiding from pursuit, Meredith will consider him justified in murdering the lot of them.
Oh my God! Meredith sounds like a bitch.
It turns out, basically, the caverns host apostate mages from Starkhaven, and the Templar's like, either you go in there and you convince them
to go to the circle
willingly,
or you kill them,
or we're just gonna kill them.
And I feel it's a lose-lose situation, to be honest.
It is, but because, I mean, like, it's better in the circle than death.
I mean, better than death, yes, but like the circle's like prison. Like if I had to convince them to go, honestly, I don't know why people would need convincing going to the circle in Ferelden, because it's basically Hogwarts. But like here,
I feel like, I mean, we saw a whole, like, his soul in Redcliffe, all just so that he doesn't have to go to, like,
The circle. And then we went to the circle. I was like, this is a school.
It's nice.
It's like, I would love it here. Look at this. There's books, there's libraries, Dagna's going on a scooter going around. It's fantastic. But no, here it's like, I feel like I'm my image, because I like, we haven't seen the circle.
Yeah, we haven't been there yet.
So I like, just my image is just like of a prison. Like, once you get there, they just throw you in a cell. And then they make you starve to death.
Yeah, it's not great. So what's weird about this is that there's an act of mercy. So, like, we got someone's plea for help, which seems to have been Sir Thrask's. So he's, like, pleading for someone to go in and show them this, like, and convince them to go to the circle instead of just dying at the hands of Templars. But, like, how does that letter end up in our mailbox? Like, is this, like, a flyer that went out to everyone?
And, like, it's just a picture of, like, Talia's face, like, with a thumbs up. It'd be like, have any issue? Send mail to this address.
Oh, you think Talia's advertising for people to send mail to her?
Yes.
Oh, I meant that Sir Thrask made flyers and put it in everyone's mailbox.
No,
saying, like, please, someone.
Someone just do it.
Help. And it's very nondescript.
Very.
Just, like, someone help. Like, what if, like, someone could have been attacked by a bear?
Now, like, I just want to know, how long has this been going on?
I mean, when did we first get the letter? I really don't know.
Like, yeah, what, like, I have a feeling like
there's no meeting time.
Yeah, there's no meeting time, and there's no, like, specific date. That's why I kind of wish this game had, like, you had to have a specific,
like,
amount
a calendar.
Of time.
Like, I feel like if any of the Dragon Age games had that, like, last time we didn't really need it, but this one,
you wouldn't get shit done,
because there's so many things where it's like, tonight go to this thing, and then you can go at any nighttime. Yeah. Even if you've done like 8 day night cycles in a row. I feel like this one would make, even if it's not like you have to do things in a timed way because the nighttime's coming soon, like, it doesn't have to be like that, but at least, like, have some sort of calendar. I think
see the passage of time.
Yeah, and just like when you do a quest, just keep it confined to that, like, like a reasonable time frame. I don't know. Anyway, point is, somehow this letter ended up in our mailbox, and we have to decide whether we want to help or not.
Should we help him or no?
I don't want to help him.
But he says that if we don't help him, then Meredith will kill them. I think it's better for them to be in the circle than to be killed. The Templars know where they are. That's why he's here.
Okay, let's do it.
I'll help you.
I would not like to see this become a massacre.
Oh, wow. I would have thought Bethany would have hated us.
Yeah. Okay, let's go into the Runaway's Cavern. Are we going to have to kill people in here?
We go into the cavern.
Yes.
And we start fighting these corpses?
Yeah.
That are just, like, popping out of everything. Why is this such a normal occurrence now?
Well, I mean, here, there is a mage.
There is a mage, yes.
So I assume they're his corpses.
Yes.
They're his friends.
Yeah. We just fight through.
I mean, we're supposed to be helping them. Like, we're supposed to be, like, go in and convince... What? Oh, okay. So we're supposed to be go in and convince them to surrender. What if this was some random person who's just like, I'm a negotiator? And they go in, and they're just attacked by corpses.
And it's like, well, we can't negotiate now. Like, what, are you going to talk to the corpse? Hi.
Like, this needs to specifically be a person who can kill corpses.
Yes.
And people. We had to kill a blood mage right here.
It's, you know, this game really is, it shows you the two different sides of the mage culture.
Yeah.
Because, like, half of them are like, oh, they're just fine, normal people. And then there's, like, there's these crazy bastards that I put Meryl in as well.
Meryl's, yeah.
Like, these blood mages. Like, I understand why some people wouldn't trust mages, because there's also these blood mages causing havoc.
Yeah, and sometimes it's like, oh, it's desperation. Like, we need the strength to fight against our oppressors. And then there's people like Meryl, who just like, I just like them.
I just like them. I like them so much. They're my friends.
But what does, like, I feel like this shows the video game of it all.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like this sort of thing all around Dragon Age 2, just, like, it shows how it's a video game. How it's just like, we just need an enemy to fight. So there's just going to be a blood mage with a bunch of corpses.
Exactly.
As opposed to, I feel like in Origins, the fights made more sense in the world.
Yeah. Like, this easily could have just been giant spiders.
Yeah, it could have been spiders. It's just like, oh, they're in the cape. Or if you want it to be corpses, because, like, you know, diversity of whatever, just don't put the blood mage and just make it the corpses and just be like, oh, the blood mage is, like, in the back.
Yeah.
And they just, like, have these defenses in the cavern because they know that the Templars are after them.
Yeah.
Like, why does it have to be the blood mage himself and we're forced to kill him as people who are supposed to be negotiating with these people?
I don't know.
Yeah. And not to mention, by the way, that this cavern is somewhere we've been before.
Yes, definitely.
I mean, it's not somewhere we've been before. It's the same asset.
Yeah, it's literally a copy paste.
Yeah, this is... We were here early on.
Yeah.
It was really early. I don't remember exactly what it was. I don't think it was to visit Flemeth.
No, definitely not.
No, this was... Was this the black powder promise when we killed all the Qunari?
It's something like that. Bottom line, we've been here before, even though it's a different place.
Oh, fuck. We are going to have to fight them. We're trying to help you.
This is bad.
Wait, are they blood mages? Because they're like animating corpses.
Oh, they're not. That's bad.
Or at least necromancer. Because then again, the other day I wasn't a blood mage, but she was able to raise a corpse. So I don't think it's technically blood magic. But it's not a good look. Oh, yeah, you don't like mages.
Oh.
Yeah, Fenris doesn't like mages because he was like, your sister's a mage.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And we're like, yeah, she is, bitch. Okay, at least it's just corpses now after that one guy. Unless that's also a mage. Nope, that's a corpse. All right, good. We're good.
Good job!
I don't mind killing corpses.
As we battle monsters and blood mages throughout this cave,
yeah,
we run to a man named Elaine.
What a bad name for a male.
Elaine Stritch.
It just sounds like Elaine.
It does sound like Elaine.
Which is fine, but I mean, I feel
it's
bad.
Like men named Leslie.
Which I hear is a gender neutral name.
Really?
But like the only time I've ever seen it used as a gender neutral name is like when it's in a show and they joke about it being a woman's name. So like, is it truly a gender neutral name?
I don't know. I feel like that's just, they made it up for to just be a joke on a show. Yeah. On many shows.
I mean, I looked up once a list of gender neutral names and they were all really bad. It would be like Alex, but they're not the same name. It's just the same nickname.
Dakota.
See, that actually could work.
Yes.
Or like Logan.
Logan. Tyler.
But not a nickname. Not like Sam.
Oh.
Sam's not their name. It's Samantha. Or Samuel. Or probably something else. But it's not. Their name isn't Sam. And I guess their name could be Sam.
Yeah.
But come on. Anyway. So yeah, we meet Elaine. And the way that we meet him is weird. Because we're just walking through the cavern. Just fighting people. And all of a sudden we walk. And it just like cuts. And all of a sudden you're talking to this guy. And he's like, hello.
Well, he's kind of like around the corner.
Yeah, but the way that it starts
is
just like a hard cut. Like, I think we walk around the corner, but there's nothing to suggest that a cutscene's gonna start until suddenly you're just looking at him.
Like, what you needed was like a shot from his perspective of us walking into the room.
Yeah.
And then be like, hello!
I'll make it. Or him running up, like as if he's running away and being like, oh, thank goodness, you know, something like that. Or walking around from behind a rock. And be like, well, you've made it. So, we meet Elaine.
I was going to die down here in this...
Oh.
This tomb.
You're not raising them?
Are you with the Templars? Please, I need to go back to the Circle. I never wanted to get involved.
Yeah, go ahead.
Not when he started making those...
Ah, see, there's one bad guy. Okay, who's he?
Who is he?
Decimus.
It was his Decimus.
He slit his wrist and the magic...
Oh god, I don't know why, but there's something specific about slitting the wrist that's a little too personal. Like, it's not even the palm. You know how in movies they normally do like the palm?
Yeah,
there must be a demon working through him. No normal man would profane the dead like this.
That's how it goes.
Someone starts raising undead and it's all downhill from there.
We learn here that Elaine is not one of these blood mages. He's running away from the blood mages because he doesn't like it.
It doesn't go with his flow.
Yeah, so we're basically like, go.
Get out of here.
Go to the front and just meet up with Sir Thrask and he'll protect you. And so we're already one person down. We've already been successful. We already have a track record of being able to convince people to go to the Circle. I feel like he kind of had the idea already. But we make it further in, because we also, learned about Decimus.
Yeah.
Who's the blood mage who slit his wrist.
Decimus sounds
Which like, just feels bad.
I don't know why Decimus sounds like a math, like a form of math. We're gonna learn Decimus today.
It sounds like a math-based apocalyptic villain. It's like, Diz Decimus. Just like, what's happening?
Your point one.
I'm going to divide by zero and explode this entire reality. So We just keep moving forward after telling Elaine to scurry off.
I've been at the yeah, imagine we brought What's-Her-Face with us into this thing.
Who, Gabriel?
Noah.
Oh, Meryl. We haven't used her at all.
She's still trying to make friends.
She's just trying to make friends. Once she can handle that, then she could join us.
Oh, hi. Hi, Talia. I have some Tostitos.
Is Meryl like Jerry?
Yes, she's our Jerry.
Hello, Decimus.
We eventually make it to a big room. And I think, is this the same room with, like, the wooden lock?
Yes, I believe so. I think it is.
This is where all boss fights happen. Every cave has a wooden loft
area room, so that you could have your boss fights and have multiple levels. So we walk in. And Decimus is, like, glowing white, like a heavenly glow.
Yeah.
And I think the reason... I'm probably 100% wrong.
Okay.
I feel like this is him channeling the corpses to come to life, even though there are other mages doing that.
I mean, that is the only thing that makes sense, because, spoiler, we don't get an explanation for what he's doing. Like, he's, like, he seems to be casting some spell, but he's glowing white, and there's just, like, two people, like, kneeling beside him. And then as soon as we walk in, he just stops and is like, you people. But there's no explanation for what he's doing except summoning corpses. But in the... Okay, so spoiler alert again, we fight him. And there are going to be corpses. And he doesn't have to glow white to make them come up. And wouldn't there be blood spewing everywhere if it was like blood magic that he was doing?
This is what happens when you cut it from the wrist instead of the as a palm.
That's the white version.
Yeah.
Instead of the red blood version, you just glow white instead.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense. But as soon as we walk in, he stops and he does this weird, like, whip around because he's facing to the side while it's glowing white, and then he stops glowing. And the animation, I don't know if it, like, cuts weirdly, but it looks like he does a really fast whip around.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He addresses us.
The Templars have come to take us back to the Circle.
The whip of the head.
Decimus, no. Stay your hand. These are no Templars.
What do I care what shield they carry?
You run away!
Whoa!
Oh my god. Oh god. And here I wondered if we'd have to fight anyone.
Wow, look at this. This is a lot.
Oh, bunch of fucking people. Oh my god! Oh, everyone's dying! Bethany and Varric are both dead.
We eventually lose this fight.
Yeah, it's very tough.
There's corpses everywhere.
They're killing us.
There's Decimus, and you know he's a math villain, so you know
he likes to subtract.
He likes to he likes to have the numbers on his side.
Oh my
god. So we die and we have to start over, so load it all up, start the fight all over again.
You have blood on your face now, the blood of my finger.
Is that what he's doing to all the apostates? Yeah. You're one of me now. He pricks our finger, puts a splinter in it. And now the blood is in us. Turned into like abominations.
Help! Oh my god. I want this character.
Oh, looks like I'm putting a splinter in your plans, huh?
Oh my
Decimus.
Jesus Christ, Decimus.
Alright.
Just kill Decimus. Murder him.
Okay. Yes, he's dead.
Decimus is gone. We killed him.
We killed him.
Finally.
He's dead. He's gone. He's buried. Not buried. He's just probably...
He's not buried. Well, he might be buried. I mean, when you kill them and they just seep through the floor, that's back down to them being buried.
It's like Smart House when you throw garbage on the ground.
I feel like we have to have said this before.
We had to have.
And then as soon as you beat him... The woman that was knelt beside him just comes running back in because she ran away when the battle starts.
She knows what's happening.
She just runs back in.
You know what this is?
She did nothing to help.
Decimus was like a cult, right?
Yeah.
He was like in charge of a cult.
Scientology.
Scientology. It's clearly a cult.
Yeah.
He's a cult leader.
I mean, it's not a cult. It's not like they thought something would come back. It's just they were using blood magic to get away from the Templars.
That's basically a cult.
Is it though?
I mean, okay. I feel like if you have
magic.
A central figure, especially like just the image of us.
But it's not a cult because she didn't. I mean, we're gonna learn that they didn't want him to use blood magic.
He wanted it to be a cult.
Like, not every blood mage user is in a cult.
And there, no, because he wanted a cult.
What?
This was the beginnings of a cult.
So what you're saying is when he was white shimmering and they were knelt down beside him, he was like, all right, everyone, kneel beside me.
Yes.
And they're like, why?
Yes.
Maybe that's why they were knelt beside him, because he wanted it to be a cult.
Yes.
Well, clearly.
But
it wasn't a cult.
He has that complex in his mind, thinking he has like this.
I feel like we're writing a lot into this.
I'm not
there.
Writing. He wants to be a cult leader. He's a narcissistic bastard, and now he's dead.
I mean, he probably is narcissistic, but that doesn't mean that this was a cult.
This was a cult. This was the beginning of a cult. This is cult origins.
All right. So, I feel like we're just going in circles.
Yes.
So she runs back in and she's like, oh, you killed him despite like doing nothing to help him.
Oh, Decimus, you should have listened to me, love.
Love?
You are one of us, but you wear no mark of the circle. How is it you side against your own? That man was a blood mage. I don't have to be part of the circle to know that is wrong.
Hell yeah, Bethany.
He gave us the courage to face the Templars. Without him, we would be prisoners still.
I'm staring.
So raise him from the dead.
Oh.
If he taught you any of that blood magic, you could have him up and walking in no time.
Are we supposed to believe that you had no part in his actions?
I swear to you, I have had no truck with demons.
Meryl's like, I liked him.
We only want our freedom. Without your help, the Templars will execute us all for Decimus's crimes.
Sure, I'll help. Why not?
I don't have enough people trying to kill me. Might as well add all the Templars in Kirkwall. Then we must first throw off pursuit. There is a Templar who followed us. You must have met him when you entered. Kill him, and we can get clear of Kirkwall before the Templars send more.
We're not going to kill him.
I would not see these mages killed. But if we start murdering Templars, we'll draw their fury down on us.
We don't have...
Yes, let's murder a Templar. Surely that will help.
We're given an option at this point, because we're like, sure, we'll help you get to safety or whatever. And she's like, thank you. Kill the Templars.
Murder them. I want to see you take off his head and give it to me on a spike.
And then I'll use it as a disguise. No, yeah, so it just goes from 0 to 100. And she says, like, she's like, I'm not a blood mage. I didn't want him to do this. And then when we say we'll help her, she's like, kill the Templars. It's like, but she places the blame off of herself, and then she goes ahead and asks us to murder someone on
it's
her
like,
behalf.
Like, okay, lady, please.
And we're coming here out of the kindness of our heart to help her. And she expects us to murder for her.
I mean, granted,
like, we don't have to be here.
I mean, granted, the Templars did tell us if we couldn't talk to them to kill them.
No, they said
we would kill. They would kill them. Yes.
So if they don't agree, we're just supposed to leave. I think
it's like, oh, okay, and then just walk out. And be like, you could kill them.
They're still in there. Yeah. I tried.
You could kill them. Just put something in their face.
Yeah. We're given options, though. We can say, I won't help you, and or I'll kill Thrask, or we can say, I'll convince him you're dead, which seems like the happy middle ground.
Yes.
Oh, we can. I'll convince him you're dead.
Okay.
That's way better.
Yeah.
I'll convince him you're dead.
Leave it to me. By the time I'm done, these Templars will swear that the sky is green. Your confidence almost makes me believe you. But I spent 2 weeks traveling with these Templars. They strike first and think after. They are far easier to kill than to fool.
I hope you know what you're doing.
We're not killing him.
We decide we're going to go with the option to convince Thrask.
Yeah.
It seems like the
option that we would like to go with. Yeah. We don't like killing.
Because why would you kill the Templar for no reason?
Exactly.
And why would you, like, I guess, kill her for no reason?
And I feel like that would just give us a bad rap. And I don't want to have a bad rap.
No.
I don't have a bad rap with the mages, or I'm Switzerland.
I kind of wish there was a way to actually convince them to go to the circle, considering that was the reason that we came here.
I wish you could just lie about it. It's like, oh, the circle is actually quite fun.
The circle's nice. Meredith is dead already.
Meredith's there. She's a party animal.
She actually loves mages.
She loves mages. You guys, you should meet her. Let's go.
Let's meet Meredith.
That's how I do it. That's how I feel. I just lie 100%.
Manny, you can't lie.
I can't lie. But like,
you're like Ana de Armas.
Ana de Armas and Knives Out, where I throw up every time I lie.
Yes.
That's basically me. That's why I'm terrible at social deduction games.
So yeah, Varric gives rivalry +10. Fenris gives rivalry plus 5. Varric gives friendship plus 10.
Because Varric's a good boy.
Bethany just doesn't care.
Because
she has no opinion.
Because we're family. Blood is thicker than water.
She'll support anything. I mean, I think she has the highest friendship anyway.
Yeah, because she's our sister.
But I'm pretty sure they still tell you when she approves and disapproves of stuff. But anyway, we go back out the way we came, except there's still corpses everywhere. And we miss a line, apparently, because I looked it up. And apparently Bethany says something like, there's still remnants from the corpses that he animated. There's enough to lay a siege or whatever. And I don't know if that's supposed to imply that Decimus was going to lay siege on Kirkwall or something. It seems like a weird thing to just throw in only if Bethany's in the party.
It sounds like a weird plot point that should have been mentioned. If there was then he definitely should have been fucking stopped.
Yeah, it's just weird.
Maybe he was growing a cult.
Yeah, if he had cult members, he wouldn't have to raise the dead.
That's true.
To do fighting for him.
Ferris rivalry, Varric friendship.
Oh, thanks, Varric.
Because we're not gonna kill fucking Temple.
We're not just gonna kill him.
Crazy bitch. What's her name, Grace?
Oh my god, Bethany is like cleaning up.
Bethany can destroy a city.
She just got her... That's why people are afraid of mages. Because we gave her this new staff and it raised her attack by like 50 or something. But I want to see how strong it feels to be Bethany. Bethany, hear me roar.
Bethany!
She doesn't need good hair to be fearsome. Ugh, her hair sucks.
I wish there was like a salon or something that we could go to.
That'd be nice.
We make our way through the cave, fighting.
I do want to clarify something.
Yes.
They keep calling it a cavern.
It's a cave.
Is there a difference?
What is a cave and what is a cavern?
Because they keep saying cavern.
Get the definition of cave and cavern. All I know is there's stalagmites.
Cave.
And stalactites.
But this one has both.
Yes. You know how I learned that?
What? How?
I learned it from
Jimmy Neutron.
No, Gumby.
I learned it from Jimmy Neutron.
Oh. I learned it from a 1950s claymation.
If you would. So it says here, difference between a cave and a cave. Oh, wait. No, this is cave and cove. All right, cavern. The natural underground chamber in the hillside or the cliff is known as a cave. On the other hand, caverns are the types of caves which are formed in soluble rocks and have the ability to grow speleothems. Caves only have one chamber opening, whereas caverns have multiple. They should have just said that. I feel like
that would have been so
much more simple.
Okay, so we fall through the caverns. So it's a cavern.
Because it has multiple openings.
Yes. So we fall through the caverns. We fought some
corpses,
some zombies, and we make our way outside.
Yeah,
and we are greeted by the sight of a weirdly bearded man.
Yeah, it's another Templar who moseys on over.
Yeah, and he moseys on over to what's his name?
Which Elaine? One? Elaine, yes.
And other guy.
Thrask. Yeah, Thrask is the Templar. Elaine is the mage who ran out.
Yeah.
So we meet him on the outside, and there's this extra guy, too.
Uh-oh, more here.
Are you trying to tell me this boy...
Oh, fuck. I forgot we let him out.
I ran away when they began to use blood magics.
Oh, he can help our...
They are not in the cavern, Sakaras. I have thoroughly explored.
Who is this?
Wow! Wow.
Should we let Varric do it?
There's a multitude of options at this point, because as soon as we walk in, Karis, who's the Templar, is like, who is this? And there's a lot that we could choose from. We can say, I killed the mages. You can say, I'm a friend of Thrask's. You could say, I'm a friend of the mages. And then there are two special ones.
One is, Varric, this is your thing.
Yeah, which is like, you know, where you pass it off to someone.
And the other one is the best option, I think. The other option is, I'm your best friend.
And it has, like, when you hover over it, it has, like, crossing fingers symbol to be like, this one's a lie. Like, just so that we know that if we say that we're not being truthful.
It's like, clearly, we are not his best friend.
Yeah, so there's a lot of different things, and then some of them have, like, weapon symbols on them, and other ones have like weird, so there's just like a lot of different branching paths.
Tell him who we are.
I'm astonished Sir Thrask didn't mention that Sir Hawk, Knight Lieutenant of the Order in Ferelden, was here at the Knight Commander's personal invitation.
We are not Knight Lieutenant of anything.
Yes, I was just about to tell him.
Wow.
We've completed our investigation of the mages in those caverns. There is no one left inside.
Should we say they killed each other?
They killed each other.
I feel like they killed each other.
Yeah.
Is the best one, honestly.
Yeah.
Because this guy said that there are blood mages and...
Mm-hmm.
The apostates resorted to blood magic and ended up turning on each other.
Their leader fled the battlefield ahead of us. Bloody coward left his own people to die. I caught only a glimpse, but it looked like the back passages led out to the coast.
The coast, you say? Men, fan out, search the shore. We will retrieve these corpses later. I will commend you to the Knight Commander.
Thank you, my friend.
So there's a lot of possible ways this can end. Clearly we went with Varric. And something interesting about the way Varric lies every single time.
It works all the time.
It works all the time. And it's always the same type of lie.
It's like, oh, well, didn't you hear who we are?
Yeah, it's like, because before with Fainreal, it's like, you didn't know this is the Viscount's son. And then again, you didn't know.
He kind of starts off as it's gossip.
Yeah.
You didn't know.
Because he wants you to feel stupid.
Yeah.
Like, Sir Hawk is the... And it wasn't even like Sir Hawk was invited by the Templars. It was like Sir Hawk is the Knight Commander of Ferelden. As if that wouldn't be someone that they know.
It's like, you would have thought, be like, excuse me?
That's like if you're talking to someone in the government and you're just like, well, actually, my friend here, you didn't know, is the Prime Minister of Canada. Like, yeah, I think they would know.
I think they would probably, like, I'm just imagining that this will bite us in the ass one day and be like, and like him and like the actual Knight Commander for all the governments, like, excuse me. This is not, I'm the Knight Commander of Ferelden. Who are you, you lying bitch?
I mean, we've met the Knight Commander in Ferelden.
We have.
And he's doing something. He was old. He definitely wasn't a young, sexy woman.
Well, no, maybe he's dead now. And this is his place.
there are ways to still play with it. But there are a few other options here. If we say I'm your best friend, apparently that succeeds. Because you need to specifically have the humorous personality.
Yeah.
And I guess we're just so funny that we have that. And if you say you're a friend of Thrask or a friend of the mages, then you have to fight the Templar guy, Karras.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to fight him along with Thrask. And the reason is, like, apparently if you say I'm a friend with Thrask, it outs that Thrask, like, asked for help here. And you'd be like, you're a traitor. You invited someone here because you didn't want to do your fucking job. And if you say you're a friend of the mages, they just don't like you.
Yeah.
And I killed the mages, I think, also starts a fight.
But what's this guy's problem?
Because I guess it's like... Like he's just against vigilante justice. I really don't know. But anyway, the way we ended it was definitely the most peaceful.
Yeah, it was just like, oh, they're gone.
They killed each other.
Yeah.
It was our saying. But yeah, and then as soon as they leave, Grace comes running out and she's like, wow.
I would have waited an hour. Until not when they just left.
Or just leave already.
Yeah, just like...
We already know this cavern has multiple exits.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't have left from this specific exit.
So she was apparently watching from around the corner and just comes jogging out.
I didn't think you could do it.
That was satisfying.
Truly, you must be able to charm a miser out of his last coin.
I mean, Varric did.
I did not think any of us would leave those caverns alive.
Technically, you're dead.
If it makes you feel better, officially you were killed during escape. I will do my best to seem cold and rotted then. Now, we must flee as far as we can before nightfall. Thank you, friend.
She has pretty eyes. So she runs off, and I was also wrong. We did say that they killed each other, but we also said that they ran off to the coast.
Yes.
And that's where the Templars went. So she came out this entrance. I guess maybe the other exit is the coast.
Oh, and that would have been dangerous.
Well, I can't leave through that one. Because that's where you said I went.
So they would have caught me. They would have killed me right there.
So, she's in disbelief. She's like, wow, you did it. You could make a beggar give you their last coin. Or something like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so she runs off. And we're done.
We did it. With this mission.
Yeah, we did it. And Varric gives us +5. And Fenris gives us rivalry +5 again. So, just kind of rounding out the same sentiments. Bethany still doesn't care. And we just kind of figure out what to do next. Sorry, Fenris, but we did what we had to do. I think everyone's happy here. We killed the blood mages. We let the other ones go. The bone pit. So I think the big things right now are the markets are these two things, the bone pit and loose ends.
Okay. Let's fucking go.
Our next task that we want to do is the quest called the bone pit, which is essentially like we have to go to the marketplace area in Hightown and talk to Hubert.
Why you say it like that?
What?
Just the way that you talk to Hubert?
Hubert. Well, he's someone that I remember the name of because I feel like during our search for our backpack, we ended up talking to him to see if he sold it or something. So now he actually has a quest for us. And it ends up being this like weird thing where he needs us to do a task that because there's like people dying in his mines. But
we have to like help him.
Yeah, you have to help him because he can't do it himself, which is basically every quest in this game anyway.
Because no one can help themselves in this damn place.
There are no gods. Like, who do you normally call if there's a dragon killing
There's no
your
police. I guess are the Templars the police? Like, or the guardsmen?
Yeah, the guardsmen.
So why doesn't he ask the guardsmen?
Because it's like, oh, like people are dying in the mines. But who do you normally call? Talia?
You shouldn't be able to call Talia for that.
What if Talia didn't immigrate here?
Like, you would have to call the guardsmen or just deal with it.
Just call the guards.
Yeah.
You know what Talia would look good on?
What?
A motorcycle.
Yes!
Like, if she could just be like, let's go.
Talia! That's like...
Who's that?
That's just like a...
Like our enemies in our wake?
That's like her theme song. It's just like...
A theme song?
It's like, every time she does something badass, it's just a guy on the mic like, Talia!
And she has the Liliana song intro.
Talia!
With me!
Hear you're having problems with the bone pit. I can help.
I need someone competent to figure out what is going on.
So we learn that the people in the mines are being killed off.
What could be? How?
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery. Like, did no one ever else check... Like, how long has this been going on?
I mean, when did we get the letter again? This is like, again, just random flyers being put into our mailbox.
It's like when you get like a thing from like Wendy's or McDonald's for coupons. It's the same kind of thing.
Except you have to, instead of going to the store to pick up your nuggets, you have to go to the marketplace to learn that you have to kill a bunch of creatures.
Yes.
In the mines. So... The irony is not lost on Talia that this place is called the Bone Pit. And it just makes you wonder, like, why
would you go to a place that's called the Bone Pit?
I guess because this is where whatever they're mining. What are they mining?
I don't know.
Iron?
I don't know.
Lyrium? No, because dwarves mine lyrium. What the hell are they doing here?
They're mining diamonds. Diamonds.
Well... point is, we have to solve this guy's problem, and it seems like he knew what he was getting into.
Is Bone Pit a tad ominous?
Your first mistake was naming your mine the Bone Pit.
The locals named the mine. Those fools say it's cursed.
I'll head there soon.
With that being said, we have to actually go to the Bone Pit, which is an area that's like... It's in the sort of Sundermount Wounded Coast part of the map.
And it kind of just looks the same...
It does.
Actually, it's more green. There's a greenish hue to it.
You know what? I think you're right. And it doesn't... It's aesthetically similar, but it's not the same terrain.
It feels sinister.
It does.
You know what? It makes sense for a place called the Bone Pit.
It's exactly where you would want to be mining for anything. Yeah. So we got to make our way in and see what the deal is.
The gallows sits in a harbor that was carved through the cliffs by magic to allow ships to dock in the middle of Lowtown.
Oh, really? That's a good fact!
The gallows is where they keep the mages, too. They literally... The circle is literally in the place where they used to keep the slaves.
I mean, if it works.
Yeah, I guess that's just where they happen to find space. With just those paintings of people going, ah! Here we are, friends. Getting a lot of work, Fenris. Well, you've already been with us longer than Meryl.
But I wonder what Meryl's doing. Oh, I can't wait till my actual friends come. She has like freaking pictures of us. It's like, oh, I love you so much, Talia. Sometimes I think like we're sisters. Maybe even something closer.
When we arrive, there's like a campsite on the outside of these mines.
You would suspect that that would be for like the people who work at the mine.
Right, I guess so. But it's actually filled with looters who, like everyone in this game, attack us on sight.
So not only are the people dying in this place, we have people trying to loot it.
Yeah, I guess.
What kind of business owner is he?
I guess they know that people are dying in there, so they're like, hey, they have a camp outside. We could loot it.
I guess.
They're
makes sense.
Murder him. Kill him. Stick your throat up his ass.
What? This is painful for us both.
Wait, did I say throat or sword?
Throat!
Oh, I thought I said sword.
Stick your throat up his ass. Like, what?
Stick your sword up his ass.
That sounds so...
No, because originally I think I was going to say stick your sword in his throat. But then my mind got combumbled and...
Oh my god.
It went to stick your throat up his ass. Which I don't know how that works.
No, I don't either.
And I don't want to.
We enter the...
The bone pit.
The bone pit. The mines themselves. And
we already encounter what the issue is.
Yeah, it's pretty like upfront. I mean, I feel like he must have not even tried to come.
No,
because it's like, definitely possible to like just look inside and then run back.
Yeah,
right. Like I feel like you can outrun these.
Yes.
So what we encounter are dragonlings.
Yes, our favorite Pokemon.
Yeah, our favorite Pokemon. I remember they were in the previous game.
Yes, remember Dragonling evolves to the base stage.
Yes.
And then Drake evolves to Dragon.
Yeah, or Dragon.
Dragon.
Dragon. Yeah, so we see the Dragonlings, and clearly this has got to be the issue. You would imagine they're not supposed to be in a mine.
Oh, shit!
Whoa!
Whoa!
Whoa! Are these Dragonlings?
We, of course, defeat the Dragonlings, which is so weird. No one can do this. No one came to do
all.
This.
No, no.
Are they just lazy? Does he not care?
They're not hard to beat.
They're not hard to beat at all. But yeah, we
defeat... I feel like these looters could beat them.
Yes! Why couldn't
and
they
then,
do it?
And then they can get the money. Maybe they didn't see the flyer.
But we do defeat the Dragonlings, and we come across this red-haired man who runs towards us in a very, like, scared fashion.
And you know what?
What?
This should have been the way that Elaine ran.
Yes.
Because Elaine just popped up, just all of a sudden he's just standing straight Elaine, being like,
Elaine
oh,
was,
there you are.
Elaine was placed there on purpose. Like, that was a very video gamey thing.
Yeah.
He's like, I will wait here until it's my time to speak, and then I will leave.
Yeah, whereas this guy actually runs in, and he's like, oh my god,
someone help me, please.
Yeah, so it's a little better, actually.
Price and trusty, you came along. Them dragons would have sniffed me out for certain.
Get out of here!
Hold on. What happened here?
I'll tell you what I can, but be a friend and keep your voice down. There's another dragon close by. There was a bloody...
The woman with the splinter came through, screaming bloody murder, and then the dragons came.
No, Harry!
No, keep your voice down!
You better get right.
Oh my god.
Here I was hoping to get back to Kirkwood.
Oh, I love this character.
All right, we should save it if we're about to fight a dragon.
This guy runs off, and he basically gives us the insight that further on down is where the creatures are, these dragons.
So they're just dragons.
I feel like we didn't really learn anything new.
Not really.
It's like, we saw them all around.
I mean, we know that there's someone here.
Yeah, that there are people still here, yeah. I guess. But I don't think we see any more.
No, he's the only one. He's the sole survivor.
Yeah, I guess anyone else would have left by now.
Yeah.
And so we just have to go farther in until eventually we find the large boss area.
Because I'm imagining the scream. Have you ever seen the Robot Chicken Gummy Bear skit?
Possibly.
Where it's like, I'm so happy that I'm a gummy bear. And then she gets caught in a bear trap and then does this scream. And she goes like, I can't do it because it's so high pitched.
I'm so happy because I'm a gummy bear.
Oh, here we go. Oh my god.
Shit, that one's huge.
That is a big dragon.
So we go outside. We go through like the cavern? The mines.
Well, it's a mines.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we go through the mines and we actually end up outside, and that is where we go to our boss area.
Yeah, it's like a cliffside.
Yes.
Or like a cliff's edge or whatever you might want to call it.
Yeah. And then we come across a mature dragon.
Mature
dragon. He pays his own bills.
Yes. I think we determined that it's female.
Yes.
Mature dragon.
Mm-hmm.
This area is interesting because I'm noticing right now that there's these like buildings.
Like, coming out of the ground.
They're just sticking out of the ground. It looks like the top of a tower.
Yeah, like, maybe.
And there's another one to the right. That's, like, on the bottom of the cliff.
Yeah, yeah.
But what is that?
Okay, well, I'm also, like, it's probably, like, just the tippy top of a building that's below.
Why are there buildings here?
I don't know. But I do see, like, a Jesus statue towards the left behind the dragon in the distance.
What? Oh, wow. Maybe that's Andraste.
No, it's the Jesus from Brazil.
What? Are we referring to the same thing?
Yes, but to me, it looks like Jesus from Brazil.
It looks like a hand sticking out.
Oh.
But anyway, we get this dragon fight. And it's not a high dragon, which is like the very difficult ones.
Yeah.
Like the Andraste from the last game.
Yeah.
This one's very easy to kill.
Wow, it's going very well.
I thought this was gonna be hard.
Oh wait, we're stunned. Ow. No, this is going like extremely well. Wow, we killed the dragon. Hawk is a badass bitch.
After a very easy battle against the dragon, the easiest battle of the dragon that we've ever done.
Yeah, it was almost like
a little
just
too easy.
Boring. Like, yeah. I was like, nothing.
Oh. Like, I was expecting, like, oh, we're going to die like 5 times like we did with Andraste.
Yeah.
But then it was like, oh, you're weak.
Yeah. Or like something that you would have to come to later in the game or something. But no. It was just.
Yeah. So just we defeat it. The problem's done. So we got to go back to Hubert and tell him the good news.
And this makes it seem even more so that, like, why can't you just call the guards?
Exactly.
They were easy. Easy. Again, people from Lowtown. Just coming up with their daggers from Lowtown, stabbing things.
All right, so let's talk to Hubert. And once we talk to Hubert, I think we're ready.
One of the miners told me you rescued him from dragons. I cuffed him for lying.
Oh God, I hope that's not true.
Well, he wasn't. Go there and see the corpses for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they're extinct. I believe
they're not extinct. This is the Dragon Age. Again? That's literally why they named it the Dragon Age.
I am offering a 50-50 share in the mine. You will make us both rich if you can keep your countrymen safe.
What's happening? A shocking turn of events.
Yeah.
We suddenly have 50-50 share of this damn mine.
Yeah, I mean, we could say no thanks.
But you know what? It's called an investment.
Yeah, this is Talia's, like, claim to fame. She's living in a low town in her uncle's dingy apartment
where it smells of cigarettes and sex
and she wants to get her old estate if the will thing works out, but if not, listen, she has a 50-50 share in these mines.
Look at that.
That's a business venture.
Exactly.
She could work her way up the ladder.
And her stupid uncle couldn't do that.
Well, maybe if you could kill a dragon. But I don't think he can. So we have a few options here. We can accept. We can say no thanks. We can say, as long as I'm paid up front. And at which point he'll give you money now.
Yeah.
Or I'll do it for the workers.
Which sounds like a genuine, I don't need the money. I'm in it for the workers.
I'm in it for the workers.
The union rights.
Yes. Yeah. So we think really like a little too in depth about these things, where I think the only differences are just like you either accept it, you don't, or you get some money.
Yeah.
But we really overthink them.
So if we like, I guess this means we'll get future missions about protecting the area.
Mm-hmm.
Should we say as long as I'm paid up front?
Yeah, because that's what I care about.
Are you sure? What if we say I'll accept? Because then we can get paid every time we do it.
All right.
So then like later on we'll get. It's 50% of his business. What if what he thinks is 50% of the business ends up increasing, and then we lose out on money?
Okay, so I accept.
That sounds good to me.
Get back to work, you motherfuckers!
Enough lazing around! I killed the dragon, now you motherfuckers can do is go back to work! I'm getting 50% of the profits now!
The magic
him. But madam, I need to feed my children. Oh, your child?
Then you better get to work.
I feel sun through the ashes in the sky.
Thus ends an exciting, action-filled, crazy episode of Enchantment Here We Go Again.
Yeah, I feel like this episode...
This felt contained.
Here's...
It didn't feel scattershocked.
Here's how I feel about it. I feel like...
What, did you feel like it was filler?
Yes! Even though the thing that we did was a main quest, the Act of Mercy with the Splinter Lady, which we were, like, obsessed with the whole time.
Oh, I love Splinter Lady.
But, like, it just... I don't know, it felt like... Like, we just took a mage and, or a bunch of mages and we're like, go away and I'll tell them that you're dead.
I guess it's because the past couple of episodes were, the main missions were character-based. Mm. And so we got to learn more about the characters.
Yeah.
Which made it seem more important, while this one was more, oh, you got to do this. And there wasn't really that much character interaction.
Yeah.
Except for, like, Varric, who, like, took in charge of the situation.
Yeah. It just feels like everything's just been exposition. Like, oh, like, this shows how desperate mages are to get away from the Templars. But it's like, yeah, like, we've seen so many missions about that. Like, if the only reason is for, like, that story beat, I feel like we already kind of got it.
Yeah.
And the Bone Pit is just, you know, it's just like a video game side quest. So, I don't know. It felt a lot like filler, even though it's not technically filler.
Yeah.
And, like you said, like, other than Varric chiming in, there really isn't there, any...
Like, there's not any, like... high stakes companion storylines going on. It's kind of just like they're out for the like, this is a bottle episode.
Yeah, and Fenris had like a few things to say of like,
yeah,
why should I believe you were not a blood mage? And it's like, okay, thanks, Fenris. Like, like nothing really.
Like, they didn't really speak.
Like, what's different between last episode and this episode?
Nothing. Nothing changed, really.
Nothing changed. And we didn't even kill that Templar guy.
No.
Like, nothing happened. Like, Grace is out and about now.
Yeah. That's the only thing that happened.
There's really... Oh, well, and Talia now owns half a mine.
Yeah, it's true.
So
this will probably, like, be important.
Things from this episode will be consequential, but it doesn't feel like story-wise, these are beats that needed to happen.
Yeah.
But anyway, we hope you stuck around anyway.
Yeah. But before we go...
I do want to lead in, because you might be thinking, well, nothing of consequence is ever going to happen again, but that's wrong. Because we're finally up to a point where we can continue on to doing our expedition.
Yes, the big expedition into the deep roads.
Yes, that we've been saving up for 13 episodes now. And we're finally getting ready to do this damn exposition. And I don't remember if this is like the point where things start to like...
go crazy.
Come together and finally like have a cohesive story. Or if this is just a moment where that happens and then it stops again being that way.
We're going to have to see and relive it.
I hope it's...
It's exciting.
It's what I feel it will be regarding, like, the starting point of the story coming together as opposed to just a moment where it does. But, yeah, as you said.
Yes, so we have some wrecks.
Yes,
our enchantment wrecks. Brandon, would you like to go first?
Sure. Mine is kind of just, like, I want to say something. Do you know what a guayabera is?
What the hell's that?
It's a type of shirt.
Oh.
Do you recognize this type of shirt?
Oh, yes.
Where it's like, it has this like texture on it.
Oh my God, we have a different word for that.
And it has like really long short sleeves that go all the way down to your elbows.
Yes, I know what that's called. Oh my God. So is guayabera like the Puerto Rican way of saying it? Or is that just the name of the shirt?
It must be. I mean, that's what it says on Amazon. But it's basically, it looks like an oversized short sleeve button down with extra decorative texture.
Yes.
And
I know exactly.
The reason I'm recommending it is because my dad once bought one for a Puerto Rican themed birthday.
Ooh.
And we are Puerto Rican, and so was the people hosting it. But he didn't have a guayabera. So he bought one for the party. And I just saw it on my Amazon orders, so now it's my wreck.
I need to find out what I know, because I know that exact shirt. I have plenty of them because I went to many an event. I went to a wedding in one.
Really?
Yes, I was like one of the groomsmen, and that was our.
Oh, wow!
So I'm trying to think what it was called, because in Dominican Republic it's called something different.
Okay.
But I have my Rex.
Please.
I have two, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you all know from the last couple weeks, I've recently redone my room with new furniture and stuff. So, I got, along with the shelf that I got, that's also a lamp, I got a light bulb.
Oh.
But a special light bulb.
Cuba Vera?
What?
Is that the name of the shirt? Cuba Vera?
No.
Okay. All right, continue.
It is a smart light bulb. It works with Alexa and Google Home and Siri. And it changes color, it dims, and it does all this cool shit.
Mm.
It's amazing. I love going to my room and be like, hey, Alexa, turn on my light.
Yes.
And it turns it on, and it's fantastic. Except...
Is that the same one that I recommended?
I don't know, but probably.
What company is that one?
It just says smart bulb. And I had to get a smart life thing. Like, it looks like that.
I think they're different companies. Now you have two options.
Yes. And then my second thing is, so I just moved in my job. I was moved to a different building and I have my own new office.
Mm-hmm.
So I needed, you know, something for my desk. And I love this thing. It's $30. It's called the Easy Axe. Wireless charger desk stand organizer.
Oh.
So it's a wireless charger for your, what the hell's, like any phone that could wirelessly charge.
Yeah.
And it's really nice. It has like this nice texture.
Oh my God. It's like a pencil case.
Yeah.
But that also has a phone stand.
Yeah. The phone stand charges your phone.
That's so cool.
And
that's a good idea.
I put it right there. It charges my phone. I love it. I have my pencils, my scissors.
I feel like I should get something like that because I keep my phone like at my desk, but I just kind of have it on my desk, which is like a wire sticking out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it would be cool.
Does your phone wirelessly charge?
It can, but I don't have any wireless chargers.
Get this?
Yeah.
$29.99. It comes in black and brown.
Okay.
Look at that.
I love it.
And you could put like your glasses box in there. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
No problem. And those are my Ricks.
Thank you very much.
Never.
That being said.
Oh, Chacabana. That's what it's called.
Chacabana?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to look it up right after this. So, that being said, you can go to enchantmentcast.com/Rex,
mm-hmm.
and both spellings of Rex are suitable. You can also go to Twitter and Facebook at enchantmentcast. You can email us at enchantmentpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, enchantmentcast.com/Apple, where you can rate and review us. You can go to Patreon, enchantmentcast.com/Patreon, where for $1 a month, you can find found footage of us playing these video games. Or for $5 a month, you can get bonus episodes, where we play bonus episodes, such as various games. The latest one, we don't know yet at this point in time, but you will. You can go to our Discord, enchantmentcast.com/Discord. Shop, enchantmentcast.com/shop. That's all I care to say. Okay. And that's it. So,
on rate and Bruce on Apple Podcasts, did you say that?
Yeah, Chamacast on Apple.
Oh, okay.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Manny.
And thank you for listening to Enchantment.
And enjoy the rest of your stay at Disney's Magic Kingdom.